The portion of God's Word, which is our text today, is taken from Matthew's Gospel, the third chapter, beginning at verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. But John tried to stop him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me?" Jesus answered him, "Allow it for now, because this is the way for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him to be baptized. After Jesus was baptized, he went up immediately from the water. The heavens suddenly opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming down on him. And there came a voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son. I take delight in him." Thus far the text. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Make us holy through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Be seated. I think John had a right to be a little confused. After all, here he was in the wilderness baptizing people for the forgiveness of sins, and then up walks Jesus. Jesus, the Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Why was he coming to be baptized? He had no sins for which he needed forgiveness. John was a sinner. Jesus wasn't. Their roles in this whole who should baptize whom conundrum were very clear in John's mind. And yet, Jesus needed to be baptized. "Allow it for now, because this is the way for us to fulfill all righteousness," he told John. But even that statement might not make it very clear in our minds as to what was happening. So why was Jesus baptized? Jesus was baptized for himself. Now, I know I just got done saying that Jesus had no sins for which he needed forgiveness. After all, he was and is the sinless Son of God, fully God and fully man at the same time. Incomprehensible to our minds, but a fact nonetheless. And since Jesus was 100% man, his human nature needed special equipping for the work that he was about to do. Jesus' human nature is just like ours, except without sin. And so he was subject to many of the same problems and pains that we have in our human natures. And considering all that Jesus was about to go through, all of the work he was going to accomplish, the trials, the tribulations, culminating in his death on the cross, his human nature needed some special equipping, some special strengthening. Now, you know what it's like if you're entering into a situation and you don't have what you need to carry out that task. Maybe it's an incredibly difficult math problem and you're not allowed to use a computer or a calculator. Maybe you're supposed to go dig a ditch and the only thing that's given to you is a little teaspoon. You just don't have the right equipment. And so, yes, Jesus' human nature needed the right equipment so he could carry out his work. Now, granted, he could have accomplished all of his saving work on his own. He could have just used all of his divine powers that were his by nature. He could have used those and just breezed through his ministry without any effort at all. But that wasn't according to the plan. The plan was that Jesus was to carry out his work as one of us. In order to save us, he had to be one of us. He had to be one of us to rescue us from sin, from death, from hell. And so when he was baptized, the heavens were opened up. The Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form as a dove. That was the equipment that Jesus needed, the special strengthening that he needed according to his human nature, God the Holy Spirit. But Jesus wasn't just baptized for himself. Jesus was also baptized for you. Now, when I say that, I don't mean that Jesus was baptized in your stead as if your baptism was unnecessary. But Jesus was baptized because he was standing in your place as a sinner. Think about it. John The people that were coming to John to be baptized were sinners. And since Jesus was carrying out his work in behalf of sinners, he needed to stand in their place. He needed to receive what they were receiving. He and John were to fulfill all righteousness in this way, to carry out God's plan of salvation, the main part of which was Jesus taking the place of sinners. And Jesus' baptism also made the waters of your baptism holy. In his large catechism, Martin Luther said this about how Jesus made those waters holy with his baptism. He said, "In the same manner, and even much more, you should honor and exalt baptism on account of the word, since God himself has honored it by words and deeds and has confirmed it by wonders from heaven. Do you think that it was a jest that the heavens opened when Christ allowed himself to be baptized, that the Holy Spirit descended visibly, and that the divine glory and majesty were manifested everywhere? Your baptism was special." That's an understatement. Your baptism was not just something that your parents did for you when you were young to dedicate you to God. In your baptism, there was a death that took place. Your old Adam, your old sinful nature was killed. Paul talks about that in Romans when he says that we were buried with Christ through baptism into death. In your baptism, you actually died. But in your baptism, you were also made alive. Paul goes on and he says that we were baptized so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. You have that life because of your baptism. You have life now. You have life forever in heaven. And at the same time, even though we have this life right now, we know that we're going to sin. We know that our old Adam, our sinful nature, constantly tries to come up for air, to make himself known in our life, to cause us problems. Perhaps in our pride, we tell God that we know best how to live our lives, and we make decisions that are foolish, that get us into more and more trouble. Maybe we even get to the point of saying to God that we don't really need him, and we push him farther and farther out of our lives, which actually is just pushing us closer and closer to the precipice of hell. But when we are mired in our sin, when we are feeling buried in our sin, the water is still there. Maybe it's just a faint trickle that we hear, but the water is there, the water of your baptism, the water through which God washed away our sins because of what Jesus has done for us, especially his atoning death on the cross, the water which was connected with God's word of peace and forgiveness, the water which continues to refresh your weary soul because of its connection to your Savior. I'm glad that John ended up giving in and baptizing Jesus. Had he not, who knows if Jesus would have been able to accomplish all of the work that was set before him, his saving work of rescuing us from hell. But Jesus did accomplish everything necessary for your salvation. Give thanks to God for that. Give thanks to God and say, "I am baptized." Amen. Please rise. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, at our Lord's baptism in the Jordan River, you once proclaimed Jesus your beloved Son, and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Grant that all of us who are baptized in his name may faithfully keep the covenant into which we have been called, boldly confess our Savior, and with him be heirs of eternal life. We pray these things in the name of Jesus our Savior. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.